Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Wednesday, May 13th. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. Registered voters need to declare a party affiliation today in order to vote in this fall's primary election. You used to be able to change your party affiliation up to and on Election Day, but lawmakers changed that in 2023. If you're already registered to vote, follow the instructions on your county clerk's website to check or change your affiliation. If you're not registered to vote, you can declare a party when you do. Kayla White is the Albany County Clerk.
I always just say, you know, it's much easier at the polls on Election Day if you're already registered. Waiting until Election Day to register obviously is going to take you a little bit longer at the polls.
Those who did not vote in the 2024 general election will need to check to see that they are still registered. You can register at your county clerk's office, bring proof of U.S. citizenship and an ID like a Wyoming driver's license, a tribal ID card, or a concealed firearm permit. Lawmakers recently met in Cheyenne to discuss data centers' relation to water in the state. Wyoming Public Radio's Jordan Uplinger reports.
There's 13 major data centers in Wyoming's capital, and according to the mayor of Cheyenne, they use slightly less than 2% of the city's water. Mayor Patrick Collins says that's less water than it takes to grow alfalfa. However, some residents are still skeptical. Here's Kay McAdams.
I have to ask, are we looking at a commodity or a resource here? Because all I hear lately, it's just economic development, economic development.
Representatives from Microsoft and Prometheus Hyperscale, two companies with data center operations in the state, say they use closed-looped systems, which are designed to use and reuse a set amount of water for cooling chips. Lawmakers will meet again on August 4th. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jordan Uplinger.
Wyoming's wolf numbers are down to historic lows. As KHOL's Jenna McMurtry reports, it's the first disease outbreak among state-managed wolves.
The state's wolf specialist, Ken Mills, knew something was off from the seat of his plane above northwest Wyoming when he counted far fewer wolves than projected. Then, all it took was a blood test and a few recaptured wolves to find high levels of canine distemper, a measles-like illness in the state-managed packs.
We have not recorded a disease outbreak that has caused a population-level impact like we did this current year.
The state's ideal number in the trophy game management zone is 160, but a wolf count this winter revealed 132 on state-managed lands. That's the large stretch between the national parks and the Wind River Reservation, where wolves can be hunted. The outbreak marks a first since Wyoming took over management from the feds in 2002. About a third survived the past year, according to his latest report. Mills says lower wolf populations could impact hunting season permits set for the fall. I'm Jenna McMurtry, KHOL News.
A majority of people support using public lands to generate solar and wind power. That's according to a new climate-focused poll out of Yale. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez has more.
The poll from the university's School of the Environment found that 75% of people somewhat or strongly support the idea. Jennifer Marlin is a senior research scientist with the program.
When you talk to everyday people in cities and towns across the U.S., they want stable energy sources. They want local energy. They want control and over where the energy is coming from.
The Federal Bureau of Land Management's Renewable Energy Rule currently allows solar and wind development on public lands. However, the Trump administration last year announced it was walking the policy back, reversing the Biden-era initiative that gave, quote, preferential treatment to renewable energy projects. In Las Vegas, I'm Yvette Fernandez, the Mountain West News Bureau.
The rising cost and volatility of reinsurance is part of why homeowners across the region are seeing their premiums shooting up. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports, several scholars propose using a much bigger role for the federal government.
First, here's Philip Mulder, one of the proposal's authors and assistant insurance professor at the Wisconsin School of Business, with a crash course on what reinsurance is.
In the simplest terms, insurance for insurers.
As insurance protects homeowners against losses, reinsurance protects insurers against massive claim payouts. And because the U.S. government is able to borrow at such favorable terms, he says that could mean lower reinsurance costs.
And we're hoping that will make the premium that you pay more affordable.
Mulder says the proposal is not a silver bullet or without potential pitfalls. But without significant intervention, he says, the current situation is one headed toward increasing turbulence in the homeowners insurance market. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
And here's an important reminder. The deadline for qualified Wyoming homeowners to apply for the property tax refund program is coming up on June 1st. It's open to Wyoming residents of at least 5 years who earn a household income of less than about $114,000. The state estimates the average refund on last year's taxes will be about $771, though it could vary by county. To find out if you qualify and to apply, contact your local county treasurer or the Wyoming Department of Revenue. And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A Glen Rock police officer has been given a life-saving award. According to the department's Facebook post, a call came in that a one-year-old boy wasn't breathing. Officer Shane Pierce was off duty at the time, but realized the call was coming from just a few houses away. He quickly got dressed and ran to the house, where he took over life-saving measures until EMS personnel arrived. Medical staff and the boy's family both credit Pierce with saving the child's life. A Jackson golfer is headed to the big show at the 108th PGA Championship. The Jackson Hole News and Guide reports it was not looking good for Ben Poland during his last qualifying tournament, but in the final round, he jumped 44 places to punch his ticket to tomorrow's major. This will be his fifth time competing in the championship. A Rollins high schooler has edged out a school record. The Rollins Times reports Noah Blasey was the only one from his school at the Wyoming Track and Field Classic. That didn't faze him, though, and he beat the 41-year-old record in the 3,200-meter run. And according to Rustic Pathways, Wyomingites are most interested in Mexico for their next vacation. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. What was the first major automobile race that included Wyoming? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll give a shout out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, what is the largest manufacturing company in Wyoming? Green River's Wee Soda operates a multifaceted facility specializing in the mining of trona, which contains sodium carbonate. A raw material which is then used to produce soda ash at that facility. Employing about 1,000 people, the company also produces sodium cyanide, sodium sesquicarbonate, and caustic soda. Congratulations to Annika Jorgensen, the first with the correct answer. Well, before we wrap up, we do have a quick correction. In yesterday's news, we reported that the U.S. Senate had confirmed New Mexico Congressman Steve Pierce as the new head of the Bureau of Land Management. Actually, that was just a procedural vote. Senate staff have said that the final vote could take place early next week. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Enjoy another unusually warm day in Wyoming and join me again tomorrow.